Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
And the biggest story of the day nationally and here locally, Arizona State Senate voting to launch an ethics investigation into lawmaker Wendy Rogers, but has stopped short of expelling her after Rogers posted inflammatory comments on social media about what police say was a racist attack that left 10 people dead in Buffalo over the weekend. KTAR political expert Mike O'Neill says Rogers will not be expelled, though, Mike, because the GOP holds a razor-thin Senate majority.
Most Republicans in the legislature really kind of wish Wendy Rogers would just go away.
Should she be expelled or just voted out when she's up for re-election?
I think this is not the first time she's done it, so I think expulsion is not out of the question. I think we need to send a clear message, and she is someone that's done this before. And so you've got to be able to stand up when your side of the aisle makes a mistake. If you want to be someone that is intellectually honest, you have to stand up and say right is right, wrong is wrong, and when you cross a line, you have to pay a price. So if they don't expel her, I can't imagine she's going to win re-election. But I think as a party, they've got to look at themselves in the mirror and say, is this something that we want to be associated with? And if not, then do the investigation. She deserves her day in court. Everyone deserves due process. She should be given that due process. But if in the end, that tweet is as it appears for what she says, then you got to make a decision based on that. So let's see what happens.
Well, depending on who you ask in the Biden administration, they either knew or did not know a baby formula shortage might arise after a large facility was shut down earlier this year. President Biden was asked if he should have moved sooner to address the shortage.
If we'd been better mind readers, I guess we could have. But we moved as quickly as the problem became apparent to us. And we have to move with caution as well as speed.
How is the administration handling this, Mike?
I don't know. To be honest with you, I lay a lot at their feet. Not everything, but I lay a lot at their feet. I don't know how much of this is their fault or within their control. The bigger aspect of this, I would say, from the American public is the baby formula that we're sending down to the border. They are not doing anything to lessen the need for it down there. Once people are in this country, and because of American laws, they are allowed into this country, we have to care for these children just like we would any other child. That's what Americans do. But if you're not going to do anything to stem the tide and you are going to keep the need as high as it is, there is an you have to answer for that. And that's where I think the failure of this administration comes in. How much they should have known, how quickly they should have moved, I don't know about that, but I'm telling you that the American people are watching what's happening in this regard and saying you're not doing anything to fix the problem on any level, and that's why his poll numbers are as low as they are. You are listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day at this time to get you caught up on the headlines.
Well, for the first time in six decades, the White House will sign off on an American company investing in a private Cuba-based and Cuban-owned business.
The Biden administration also saying it will authorize flights beyond Havana, reinstate the Cuban Family Reunification Parole Program, which allows Cubans to join family members in the U.S. on a temporary basis with the potential for obtaining permanent status. It will also lift the $1,000 per quarter limit on remittances and allow for non-family remittances.
Well, Mike, I know the Cuban people are near and dear to your heart because of where you grew up. Does this sound like a good plan to you?
No, you know what this sounds like to me is a horrible idea. We've done nothing. We've restored relations with Cuba as governments. We have allowed travel to go back into Cuba. And what we were told by former Republican Senator Jeff Flake is that when normalized relations would Americanize the Cuban people. They're already Americanized. Many of them have relatives in our country. We've done nothing to pressure that government to change the way they treat their people. We've done nothing on the human rights violations that happened there. We've done nothing in that regard. As a matter of fact, we've gone in the other direction. And if we're going to keep doing this, we are condoning the bad behavior when we are supposed to be a country that stands up for human rights. I think it's a horrible thing to do. It's a bad idea. And before you normalize any relations with a country like that, that government needs to know they need to change how they treat their people.
Well, after having 24 hours to think about that season-ending Game 7 debacle on Sunday, Phoenix Suns coach Monty Williams is pointing the finger somewhat at himself for what happened.
The one thing I'm seeing in the playoffs, when you watch all these games, everybody has three or four guys, maybe, that can put the ball down and go get a bucket. I'm asking myself over the course of the season that I put those guys in enough positions where they can grow and do that. We thought that we did, but when you look at this past series, maybe not.
All right, so my question, Mike, is who do you blame for what happened to the Suns, and do you think they'll recover from this unit particularly?
I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I don't know who is to blame. I will tell you this. This is the reason why I think he is coach of the year. I think for him to be retrospective or introspective in that way and say, how much of this is on me? He was voted coach of the year, and yet how much of this is on me in player development? I think it's a great question. Anytime you do that kind of introspection, you become better at your job, you become better as a person. And what it also does is when the entire league is calling out Chris Paul for a failure and they're saying things that I think are completely unfair about him, or Devin Booker or DeAndre Ayton, what it does is it takes some of that focus off of them. And this is a coach that says, I want to shoulder some of that burden. What it does is it takes the trust of the players to another level, and it gets them ready again for next year. The faith he said he had in Chris Paul. As far as who's to blame for this, it's a team effort. It's a team game. And as a team, they didn't show up when they needed to. And they have to look at themselves in the mirror and figure out what the reasons why are and get better next year. And the NBA is going to be better next year than they were this year. So the Suns had better become a much better team moving forward.